This podcast replay is brought to you by Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises.com. From roof leak repairs, preventative maintenance, or full roof replacements for both commercial and residential customers. For the last 25 years, South Floridians have counted on Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises.com, a certified white green contractor.
Do you see that Nike may not re-sign Kyrie Irving? I mean, really. Do you want that flake to represent your company in any way, shape, or form? Because that's what he is. He's a flake. Let's just call things like we see it, right? The animal in Buffalo is, he's not crazy. He's just an evil dude, and he needs to pay the price for being evil and hatred, right? Let's just call it like we see it. All right. And Kyrie Irving is nothing but, you know, a goof, a fool. So Kyrie's Nike shoes deal may come to an end. Adrian Wojnarowski says that the Nike was planning to part ways with Kyrie after their current deal expires. Kyrie has had one of Nike's most popular and profitable signature shoes, but uncertainty surrounding his NBA future leave Nike unlikely to extend him to a similar signature deal beyond next season. Okay. He has some decisions to make on his own. We're looking for guys that want to be something bigger than themselves, play team basketball, be available. That goes for Kyrie and everybody here, said Sean Marks, former Miami Heater and current general manager of theirs, which he was also talking about that. So it's getting to a point where the Nets finally figured out, hey, Kyrie, shit or get off the pot. Nike saying, hey, shit or get off the pot. Hey, Kyrie, don't be such a little bitch. Grow up. Compartmentalize, baby. Okay? Crap is happening all over the world. You got your job to do. You have your responsibilities. All right? And not taking the vaccine is ridiculous. I don't care. Outside of a health stance, there was no other reason not to take the vaccine. Okay, vaccines have been around for 100 years. We've been taking them since we were kids, and we've got all kinds of reasons why we've taken vaccines. Take the damn vaccine. You could have been there for your team this year, and maybe you would have been a better team. In the end, I don't care. You helped out the Miami Heat, and that's fine by me. I got no problem with that. But if I'm Nike, why would I want to associate with that flake? If I'm the Nets, why would I want to count on that flake? He's not reliable. That's all. And basketball isn't important to him. His teammates aren't important to him. The game isn't important to him. His responsibilities are not important to him. And I don't care what he does on the philanthropal end, if that's even a word. All right. I don't care. And I know he's done lots of things, but so do a lot of other players. But while they're also doing that, while they're also taking care of their families, while they're also enjoying life, they're also committed to their franchise, their team, and their job, that they pay them a lot of money. And see, and last time I checked, nobody gives a shit about Kyrie Irving outside of him dribbling a basketball. Why? Because Kyrie Irving hasn't proven any other quality or gift or talent. I don't want to see him broadcasting. I don't want to see him doing anything. I haven't seen anything else from Kyrie Irving. I don't know what other talents he possesses. But if he doesn't want to take basketball serious, well, then get the hell out of the sport, dude, and go wherever you want. And if you think you can make a living doing the kind of thing you're doing now and making the kind of money, moron, then go ahead and get the hell out. But if I'm Nike, I wouldn't want any part of this clown. If I'm the Nets, as I've said for many years, and I've argued this over and over again, he is not a franchise player, never has been a franchise player. Just because he has franchise ability, he has never proven to have the maturity, the responsibility, the professionalism that it requires to become a leader of a franchise like Steph Curry or Jimmy Butler or any of these other guys like a Joel Embiid who take the job seriously, who are willing to sacrifice for their teammates, for their team, for the sport, for the betterment of their team. That's why they play the game. Kyrie Irving does not understand that. That logic does not cross his mind. It doesn't grow. It doesn't go through that temple. Okay? So he's a clown you want no part of. I don't care how gifted he is. I don't care what the good Lord blessed him with, because the good Lord blessed him with a world of talent. But he is a man that you do not use as the face of your franchise. He is way too immature in order to handle those responsibilities. He is not a man. No, he is a child who cannot lead men. That's what Kyrie Irving is. A child, not a man. Men take on responsibility. Men can compartmentalize. Men leave, you know, they actually live up to their responsibilities. He doesn't know how to. He is a child. He has always been a child. He carries himself like a child. That's what Kyrie Irving is. A child that doesn't know how to be a man. That's his problem. So maybe one day when he learns how to be a man, then maybe Nike can take him serious and give him a legitimate contract so he can represent them like a man. And maybe the Nets, maybe they could sign him to a long-term contract one day when he grows up and wants to be a man. But as long as he wants to be a child, he needs to be treated like one. And everyone should be treating Kyrie Irving like the child that he is. Anyway, what else do we have here?